In addition to mayors of Midway, Heber, and Park City, others on the panel weighed in on climate change. Among those weighing in was Dr. Christopher Oscarson. Dr. Oscarson is a professor of comparative arts and letters at Brigham Young University. He is also a member of LDS Earth Stewardship. Oscarson clarified that he does not speak for BYU or the LDS Church, but he did explain some of the religious basis for his work to fight climate change.
The earth, it is a gift. Like all gifts that come from God, there are responsibilities that come with it. God is not going to keep us from abusing it, but it will be to our own condemnation, so to speak, right? That judgment, so to speak, comes not just in some distant afterlife, but now. If I take certain actions, I might suffer, or my children might suffer, or my neighbor, whether that neighbor is here or on the other side of the world. It's not going to be people in Utah who are going to suffer the most. I mean, there'll be consequences here too, but the people that suffer the most are the people in Bangladesh, right? The people in Mozambique, the people in, you know, in these places that are already living so much on the edge. And as Christians, we have a responsibility to them as well.
Dr. Logan Mitchell of the University of Utah's Department of Atmospheric Science noted that economics are also driving the demand for renewable energy.
Renewable energy is now cost-effective. It's cheaper than, in many cases, existing coal plants. There was just a study that came out 6 months ago that looked at coal plants across the United States, and half of them are, it's more expensive to keep operating that coal plant than it is to just wholesale, just shut it down and install renewable energy in that same exact location. And coal is not getting any cheaper, whereas renewable energy is, there's continuing to be innovation, and as these things get developed and come to market, those costs are still coming down. And so right now, renewable energy is cost cheaper than coal, and it's cost competitive with gas, and I expect that trend to continue.
Park City resident Ann Roland Hall Sr. Mia Vinding has been involved with the Citizens Climate Lobby since she was 14. Vinding advocates for the Carbon Dividend Act, a bipartisan bill that puts a fee on fossil fuels, with the fee collected being redistributed as a dividend to the American people. Vinding recognizes the role of youthful energy in addressing climate change.
I do think that the youth movement and climate change have a lot to offer in terms of excitement. I think if you make the discussion about solutions, and if you make the discussion about what individuals can do, then I think it gives people a lot more hope and it allows for more mobilization.
All in all, an audience of around 100 people were in attendance at the Jim Santee Auditorium on Wednesday evening. The panel spoke and addressed audience questions for an hour and a half. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.